Greetings and welcome. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, I'm going to brass it up just a little bit with some chamber and brass ensemble music. And maybe have a taste of the Planets by Holst, and yes, of course, the obligatory oboe music. We're going to begin with some unforgettable music by Bizet from his L'Arlésienne Suite No. 1. And as with many an artist, he had an interesting background. The summer of 1872 really wasn't the best for him and not the happiest times of his life. He had a difficult relationship with his wife and his mother-in-law and the not-so-responsive acceptance to his recent opera. He did, however, become an incredible composer and composed the two L'Arlésienne suites. He was born Alexander César Léopold Bizet, a French composer of the Romantic era. Now, as an artist, unfortunately not duly recognized within his lifetime, which may or may not have led to his unfortunate passing at the tender age of 37. But you know what? We have his brilliant music to celebrate. So his legacy does endure. Today we're actually going to hear a great performance by a Canadian ensemble. We're going to hear l'Orchestre Symphonique de Montréal, le Charles Dutoit. And here are some excerpts from Bizet's L'Arlésienne Suite No. 1. Thank you. What a glorious performance. That was l'Orchestre Symphonique de Montréal with Charles Dutoit, and a lovely performance of Bizet's L'Orlesian Suite No. 1. I kind of felt like waltzing in that one. And as promised earlier in the program, we are going a little brass today. And who better to begin with music by Gabrielli. Now, he was an Italian composer and organist of the late Renaissance and the uncle of the somewhat more famous, that you may know, Giovanni Gabrielli. He was the first, though, internationally renowned member of the Viennese School of Composers. But you know what? He was actually quite reluctant to publish most of his music. But luckily, his nephew, Giovanni, stepped up and published most of it after his uncle's death. We're going to be hearing a great performance by the London Brass. Here is Andrea Gabrielli's Aria del Battaglia.
Thank you.
Wow, you really can't get any finer than that. That was the London Brass and music by Andrea Gabrielli, the aria della Battaglia. You're listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to continue today on the tradition of some great brass music. And here is a great Canadian export, trumpeter Jens Lindemann. Now, he was a former trumpeter with the Canadian Brass and is now an international soloist who teaches at UCLA. Now, this next selection was written by another Canadian triple threat, a pianist, trombonist, and composer. Speaking of Hugh Fraser, definitely highlights both of their chops in this next selection. Dusk is the last movement from his Concerto for Jazz Orchestra, and this comes off of the latest offering from Dreaming of the Masters by trumpeter Jens Lindemann. Here's Dusk.
Thank you.
Almost makes you want to go back to bed. That was Dusk by Hugh Fraser, a performance by Jens Lindemann and the Fodens Band. And I know this is the time that you await for every day. It is time to celebrate the oboe. Today we're going to hear some music by William Alwyn. Now, he was a virtuoso flute player, actually, not an oboist, and a composer, and he taught at London's Royal Academy of Music as a professor between 1926 to 1955. He had an interesting career, though, because during the war years, he was employed by the Ministry of Information, where he was a composer of scores for documentary films, which were used for, as they called it, morale building, the instruction of troops, and for some propaganda. During the war at night, though, he served as an air raid warden in North London, and it was one of those evenings that I think, you know, the oboe appealed to him. It was a sleepless night, and he composed his oboe concerto. It was premiered back in 1949, and this morning we're going to hear a lovely performance by Nicholas Daniel, joined by the City of London Sinfonia. We're just going to hear the Andante this morning. We'll save the rest for last. The opening andante from William Alwyn's Oboe Concerto, composed in a hazardous sleepless night during a war-torn time. That was Nicholas Daniel and the City of London Symphonia. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Margaret. And we're going to go back to the initial theme of some great brass music and move on to one of the masters, talking about... he starts with an M too. It's Mozart. His horn concertos are quite challenging and were actually written for his friend Joseph Leutgeb, who he had known since childhood. Now, he was an incredible skilled player, since the works that we're talking about were very difficult. Lots of different requirements, including lip trills, hand stopping, and rapid tonguing. These were all very difficult on the natural horn. But you know what? That doesn't seem to daunt our next ensemble, who are going to be celebrating the music of Mozart. I'm talking about Canadian artist Tafel Music. Now, this ensemble literally translates to table music and was founded back in 1979. They have, you know, quite an impressive background, over 78 CDs and DVDs. They've won 9 Juno Awards, and they tour the world and are also the Baroque Orchestra in Residence at the University of Toronto's Faculty of Music. This performance features horn player Ab Koster, who really does the work justice. Here they are with music by Mozart from his horn concerto in E-flat.
Thank you.
What a wonderful performance. That was Ab Koster on horn and joined by the members of the Canadian ensemble Tafo Music. And that was the opening from Mozart's Concerto in E flat. This is Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I think we have time for one more selection. And this next composer may hopefully intrigue you. I'm talking about Carlo Gesualdo, a colorful composer. You cannot argue that one. He was the Prince of Venosa and was one of the most intriguing composers of his generation. And he was also infamous for a couple other felonies. He apparently murdered his wife and her lover after catching them in a compromising situation and had his second wife filing for divorce several times, but she never really did succeed. He was, however, a very unusual and very gifted composer. That's what it takes sometimes. His 19-5 voice motets represent kind of a mixture of styles of unusual part writing, which is a little bizarre and a little bit baffling, but they are very ear-pleasing. So we just have time for a short sample. Here is the Oxford Camerata with Jeremy Summerlee conducting. That was the Oxford Camerata with Jeremy Summerlee conducting and music by Carlo Gesualdo. You've been listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Margaret. Thank you for joining me. Till next time.